This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel plans to tell 1.4 million Palestinians displaced in the southern city of Rafah to seek shelter in central Gaza ahead of a planned military offensive into the south. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said Wednesday that civilians will be directed toward humanitarian islands that will provide temporary housing, food, water, and other necessities. Israel says Hamas maintains four battalions in Rafah that it wants to destroy. Humanitarian groups fear a military offensive into the densely crowded area would be a catastrophe. Most of Gaza's 2.3 million people have been forced from their homes since Israel launched its war against Hamas in response to the militant group's deadly raid on southern Israeli communities last October 7th. The United Nations says a quarter of Gaza's population is starving. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin's remarks that Russia is, quote, technically ready for nuclear war. In an interview Wednesday with the Russian news outlets, Putin said the nuclear war scenario was not rushing up, and he saw no need for the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Adrian Watson, a spokesperson for the National Security Council, issued a statement saying Russia's nuclear rhetoric has been reckless and irresponsible throughout this conflict. She said the administration will continue to support Ukraine as they defend their people and their sovereign territory from Russian aggression. Putin also warned that if the United States sent troops into Ukraine, it would be considered a significant escalation of the conflict. Haiti's opposition and civil society groups are busy negotiating who will represent them on the transitional council to govern the violence-plagued Caribbean nation. The council will be made up of seven voting members representing various Haitian political coalitions and the private sector. This is VOA News. The council will then select an interim prime minister and prepare to hold the next presidential elections. But the Associated Press reported Wednesday the proposal appears to be crumbling. Jean-Charles Moïse, an ex-senator and former presidential candidate, insisted that a three-person presidential council he recently created with former rebel leader Guy Philippe and a Haitian judge should be implemented. Philippe also formed an alliance with the collective of armed gangs led by notorious gang leader Jimmy Cherizier, known by his name Barbecue. Cherizier said the group gangs will not accept any plan put forth by CARICOM. Prime Minister Ariel Henry said on Monday he would resign from his post after pressure from the United States and the regional diplomatic forum CARICOM. The plan was conceived during an emergency meeting in Jamaica this week with the aim of ending the escalating violence by powerful gangs that has led thousands to flee their homes. Chocolate prices around the world are likely to soar as major cocoa plants in Africa have either stopped or cut back on processing. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite explains.
A Reuters investigation suggests makers face trouble as cocoa plants in Africa halt output. Sources say processing has all but stopped in some key producer nations, with plants unable to afford beans. They've more than doubled in price over the past year, hitting record levels, after 3 years of poor harvests. It's all a headache for chocolate makers, which can't produce the sweet treat from raw cocoa. The beans first have to be turned into butter and liquor at processing plants. That will mean rising outlays for chocolate fans. Retail prices for the confection rose close to 12% in the U.S. in 2023.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. The son of U.S. President Joe Biden could soon face trial in two states on two different federal charges, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
In the midst of his father's re-election campaign, Hunter Biden could face trial in Delaware on federal firearms charges as soon as June 3rd. The date is tentative, however, as the judge weighs several defense motions to toss out the case. In California, a separate trial on tax charges is now tentatively set to begin later that month. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden has rejected an invitation from House Republicans to appear for a public hearing next week alongside former business associates. Hunter Biden sat for a nearly seven-hour deposition last month. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.